Welcome to Balls in a Sleeve podcast. I'm Sam Anderson. I'm with Steve Johnston. PGA Advanced?
Correct.
Perfect. We're on. We're actually face to face, but we're 2 metres apart.
We're in an L-shape.
L-shape, trying to get this mic working. We're in the golf club.
We are.
Unreal. It's quiet.
Of course it's quite allowed in here.
We sneaked in. Somebody's got a key that we know.
But we are obviously using social distancing. How are you?
I'm good, aye.
Good.
Face to face. Fucking hell. You're still ugly.
that's been great, thanks. Enjoying yourself.
You look better on the screen.
This is the first podcast we've had for a while with no beers.
I know.
You've got a key for the bar though.
Get it open. It's golf's back.
Golf's back. Back in Scotland anyway.
This is the first week back.
Back last Friday.
Last Friday, so week and a bit.
Great. You played much?
I played on the Saturday, had 9 holes because we were down to 9. I played 9 Monday evening. I had 9 Thursday and 8. We were back to 18 yesterday. 18 holes. Played back the front passing. 9. Brilliant.
Played all right?
Aye. 12 weeks off's good for me.
It's good, eh? It's just good to get back on the golf course.
Oh, and just see the flight of a ball instead of in the garden and hitting a net. It's good. And to be fair, the golf is good.
Yeah?
Aye. There's a couple of issues, but they just appear now and then. But that was standard anyway. Yeah. That always happened.
Do you think after not playing for such a long time, you just forget about all the bad things that were going on and you just go out there completely fresh?
I think you're just happy to be outside.
Aye, I think there's a... Aye.
You don't care.
Aye.
And because you don't care, you actually hit it better.
Aye. Having fun.
What was it we said last week?
Play, not perform.
Yes.
So you just go out to play like a child would play a game.
Aye, that's great.
Brilliant, that's good.
I had the 9 on Monday. Bogey. 3-3-3-4. Whoa, where'd that come from? 3-3s.
Good, eh?
Birdie. Back to birdie up 14.
Aye.
That was my worst hole last year.
Aye,
didn't care.
There you go.
Ripped a drive, hit a wedge. Some kind of sneak or putt like that.
Doesn't matter. There's no pictures on the scorecard. It's a
nope.
Three.
But
it'd be good to get some competitive golf back on the go.
Yeah.
Next weekend we've got some wee pro shop sweep on the go, but I think July onwards we'll have
for handicap.
Back playing for handicap.
That's good. That's
the good. 0.1 junkies all juiced up.
Oh no.
I come down 0.1.
Yeah. I'll have 0.2 still.
Are you still in that category? Still way back there, are you?
You played?
I played on.
This'll be good, I heard about.
Aye, I played. Played very, very well. I played the Friday we opened at night with Lloyd and Amanda, and I parred the first 2 holes, birdied my last hole, and then had some fun in between. That was ropey, eh? It was all right. I mean, just short game. Putting was terrible. The greens were obviously hadn't been touched for a while, and they were a wee bit slow, but that's no excuse. You know that before you even go out. So putting was poor. But everything else was all right. And then I played on Thursday night with David Tate.
Yes.
Played at 7 o'clock at night, played the back nine again, so I've not played the front nine. And it was all right, I was one over. Bogeyed the easiest hole in the back nine, but I was one over, it was lashing the rain. We had to stop. Every time we tee up, the rain's now.
Hailstones yesterday.
I know.
I was in the hailstones, I had to hide under a tree.
3 days before that, it's 24 degrees.
I've had P20 on for 8 weeks. Yesterday I had
supposed to wash off every night.
Oh no, it makes my knees look dirty. But aye, it's, as soon as golf course opens, the rain comes.
Aye, that's right.
But no, it's good. But as you said, like I messaged you because you and Davey were trying to play one night and it pissed the rain. Mm-hmm. Then you try to play the next night and it pissed the rain. I just say, go and stop golfing.
Stop booking golf. Every time you book golf, it rains.
But
it was good getting back out. Just meeting somebody you've not met for ages and go for a game of golf.
Yeah, it gets semi-normal. Like 18 yesterday was semi-normal.
Yeah.
And the only thing that was missing was that I drove home. Mm-hmm. Normally I didn't drive home.
Aye, you normally have a few beers or whiskeys or something. Aye.
Have to walk home.
Yeah, it's funny, the driving thing, the car park, we've got quite a small car park here at Peebles for the amount of golf that we get, and it's normally full when you struggle to get a spot. The Friday we opened with 250 golfers teeing up. that's, I mean, that's a lot of golfers for any day.
That's 120, because it was two balls, 125 times.
Aye. Doing 2T start. And do you know the car park was never full?
Yeah.
It was just, and people came in, drove in, parked their car, went up to the first tee or whatever tee, played their hour and 10, 15 minutes of golf, came back into the car, went home. Yeah. Because they weren't using the clubhouse, the car park, it felt like a quiet day. It was probably the most golfers I've had in the golf course in one day ever.
Aye.
And it just felt like a quiet day. Everyone just behaved themselves, everyone parked their car, the way they went, it was just unbelievable. Yeah. You know, and it's been like that ever since. Everyone's touched wood so far, everyone is adhering to the rules.
Yeah, it's very good. That's good.
All been good.
Because even when you're out on the course, you see it and people are, they're 2 metres apart, which is fine. Yesterday, me and Noel were quite far apart because he was everywhere.
Oh, it's news.
He's left his phone on, that's fine.
I've got a timer on it. I've done 5 minutes 40.
I could tell you that on the screen.
I know. I was going to say there, though, actually, I found a flaw in the golf course, which I've never discussed with anyone yet. Somebody pointed out to me this morning, talking about the rain. So with social distancing, can't you touch flags, you can't use this, you can't use that, you can't rake the bunker and all this. And we've got the wee foam things in the hole.
Yes.
So your ball just goes over the lip. So it goes in the hole, but doesn't go right down. After the heavy rain, when the cup floods, what happens to the foam thing? It floats.
Mm-hmm.
So your ball just rebounds off it.
Yeah, right. Noel had a good one yesterday.
So if you've got an answer for that, leave a comment below. Leave a comment on this and let us know what we can do about that.
He held his putt, but it bounced off and came out.
Right, okay.
It was great, because it means he didn't win the hole.
what happens with that, you're right. So that one's maybe just a slightly larger bit of foam.
Yeah.
So maybe not all regular. But certainly if the cup's full of water, it floats up. So it stops it going at all.
But we need a bit duct tape. Excuse me.
A bit something now to hold it down now. But apart from that, I mean, the rules are, I think they're brilliant. I mean, you still get a preferred lie in a bunker. So if you're in a bunker, you can take a preferred lie, play your shot, come back out, wipe it with your feet or your club. Just don't touch pins, don't pick up anybody else's tee. And it's working.
That's the hard bit. I always look for a broken tee on a par 3, because I use those.
Sorry, the first tee yesterday doing that. So what are you doing? Looking for somebody else's tee. Fanny. No allowed.
To try and get that 6-inch tee into the grass. Hammer.
But, breaks.
I broke you.
Good. Had the unbreakable ones.
16th when I hit that.
Still get your receipt. Bring it in.
I'll do. But good. So, what are we talking about this week?
Today we're going to talk about practicing on the golf course as opposed to on the range.
Right.
Do you do that?
Yes.
Excellent. Why do you do that?
It's better.
It's better.
Because the mat allows flaws. Although you're striking the ball, I can still hit 6 inches behind the ball and it'll still go in the range. Whereas on the course, nah,
no.
It won't. Mm-hmm. Your divot comes out and you top it and it's away. Whereas on the mat, you get that bounce and sort of... The mat's great for practicing, and I can understand it.
Aye.
But if you're, depending on what you're practicing on, you need that ball turf
sensation.
Yes.
You do, you're right. You can hit some poor shots on the range and get away with it. It feels like you've had a good session.
We've talked about this before as well. You have to drop balls in places that you wouldn't normally.
Aye.
Because you're going to end up there at some point on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Semi-rough, shitty downhill, chip just off the green. How am I going to... Am I going to use my putter? Am I going to use my hybrid?
Aye.
You just try all these different things on the course.
Absolutely.
Playing with Noel yesterday, the lefty's 58 degree wedge with someone. So he was using his 54. So the day before, he went out and hit 50 balls with his 54 flop shots. So he stood over a shot at the green. He's like, I've done this 50 times yesterday, it's no problem. Fucking nearly hold it.
Aye.
And it was just like, because he practiced on the course where he was, and it was perfect.
Aye. Range is good for technique.
Yeah.
You know, if you're changing some sort of swing thought or swing change, or if you're using a data, trying to collect data, TrackMan, whatever, it's great for that. And of course, it's good. It warms you up before your game. You said that yesterday. It feels strange standing the first tee in the warm up because our range is still closed. And you can rip a hybrid to the front right of the green as called.
Yep.
You should keep off that range. It's doing damage to you. So the range has got its good points, but it's much better, in my opinion, much better to get on the golf course.
Yeah.
I mean, just now it's hard because it's tee times are a premium and there's only two balls and you have to keep playing. It's people on the golf course all day, but generally, I mean, if an evening when it's quiet, if you can drop a couple of balls, you can do it on the golf course. Eh?
See, I used to come out in the morning last season, I would come out early morning, 6:30, sun's coming up, play the front nine, but I would get to the front of the green and drop 10 balls. Uh-huh. There's nobody else about. Just round it and try and see how close I could get. Obviously, not hitting the ball high for pitch marks, etc. Just your low runners and trying to do sort of short chips close to the green. And you can only do that on a course. You can't do it in the range.
True.
And it works.
Absolutely.
And again, playing a ball against the ball is a good one. We've talked about this before.
Aye. So playing two balls.
Playing two balls and this ball against that ball and see which ball wins at the end.
Always try. Another good one. Play two balls, so hit two tee shots down, let's say, the second.
Yep.
Any hole. Second's good as any. Fuck this.
I hit three down the second yesterday. Because two went in the field.
Well, here you go. So, you get two balls and you hit two tee shots. So, your first tee shot goes straight in the middle. So, you've got to play your worst tee shot. So, if you've hit your first one straight in the middle, you're now standing there with your second ball thinking, well, I'm not playing that one. I need to try and hit the middle of the fairway. If you pull it left at the rough, that's the one you play your second shot from.
Yeah.
Then play two shots from there. If you hit the green, you can hit the green in the second one. You miss the green, play with the one you've missed. And see how close to par you get with that. That's hardly.
So it's like a worse scramble.
That's exactly what it is. Aye. Two ball worse scramble. A two ball
individual two ball worse scramble.
Just made that up. Aye. Painting that.
We will do.
We will.
Google that later.
Aye. Be a name for that. Aye. Be a two ball individual scramble problem. But I think going on the golf course, so using the golf course to practice, so if you're getting a lesson for your pro, and you're talking about, like, let's say you try to flight the ball down a bit, so you try to get a shaft to lean further forward, and that sounds like technique, so you must go to the range to do that, to try that, work on that. I think that's fair enough, but take that on the course and practice that on the golf course. So put yourself in a position where you have no choice but to lean the shaft forward and hit a low shot. So go on where we'd be in our course. Even just 40 yards off the front of the 50 and lie a ball underneath a tree where you're going to have to hit it low for the first 10 yards of flight.
Mm-hmm.
So place balls there and think, okay, how am I going to keep this ball down? How am I going to do that? Well, yeah. I've been working on shafting, I'm working on trying to get the hands forward, to get the shaft to lean forward, to take the loft off, to keep the flight down. And now if I don't do that, I'm going to hit the tree. Whereas on the range, I can get away with it and not do that, and it's a nice high ball flight, and the guy next to me thinks I'm brilliant, but I'm actually trying to keep it down.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
So go on the course and use apparatus or parts of the golf course to work on your technique.
Yeah,
it's good being doing that.
Exactly. You talked about that yesterday. I had that yesterday down the 15th. I was to the right. Uh-huh. There was a gap through the trees,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, because we've practiced this 4-iron, shaft lean low,
aye.
So it hooks round coming in. Nae 4-iron in my bag.
No.
Right, 5. I tried it with a hybrid. It didn't work as well, but going to the fairway, so it was fine. But because I knew we'd practice it, I knew how to stand, hold the club, and get that.
Produce that ball flight, yeah, that curve, right?
To get it.
So that's you're in a position where you have no choice but to somehow keep this ball low and get that curve in.
Yeah.
And if that might be the desired shot going forward for everything, because your coach has told you that, then put yourself in a position where that's the shot you always have to hit.
Mm-hmm.
So dropping 2 or 3 balls behind that tree.
Yeah.
Another one, a good one is trying to hit down on the ball. So you want to get ball turf strike, which is optimum for pure strike. People who, you do this a little bit, mm-hmm. Take this the wrong way. But if you catch the ground before the ball, or low point is bang on the golf ball instead of getting the ball turf strike, that compression that we're after,
yeah.
Hit balls off a downslope.
Yeah.
So get yourself halfway down the hill in 15 or down the hill in the 6th and drop a couple of balls there and feel how you've got to really keep down. You won't get ball turf straight, but you have to stay down a bit longer. And then if you visualise, then you go into a flat lie, but treat it like a downhill lie, like you've just done. All of a sudden you've got ball turf straight. You've got
down,
so you're using the golf course to your advantage.
I find a downhill lie the hardest.
Downhill lies, you've got to...
You have to practice it.
Ball needs to go back in the stance.
Yeah.
The thing is, the club makes contact with the ground earlier because the ground's higher on your right foot than it is on your left foot. So, do you lean
your body?
Your body is supported by the lower foot, so your left foot for a right-handed golfer.
Yeah.
Ball back in stance, grip down the shaft, and you need to swing down the slope. Don't try and go back on the right foot and help up, swing down the slope. You just accept the ball's going to come out lower and hotter.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. It'll go further because it'll run further. So you've hit an 8-iron, you could even get away with a 9-iron, it's going to land short and run.
Cool.
But that's how you can take practice from the range, the desired ball flight, the desired strike you're after, and working on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Putting yourself in a position where that's what there's no option, it's what you have to do.
Then you're just out and about as well, because we've talked about this in episode 18. Bloody hell, how'd that happen? But we've talked about this a few times. It's, you go to the range and you see guys getting 100 balls. And they're standing, I was like, yeah. I used to do that. First time back at the Braids, 100 ball token.
Great.
I was knackered after 50. And you just wasted the other 50. You
the
just
guy behind the counter is like, £7, please. £3 would be enough. Give me a seven.
Now 30 balls max. And even then, I'm not bored. But the last five are usually a fun chip, a wee fun competition. Just try to do something different. Aye. But it's proper practice. Whereas on the course, you've got that, and it's and you're using your own balls.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
that's right.
And you get that feel for the chip, and I used the True Viz last time, and it was good to see the spin that you would get with that sort of the ball and how it would come out with the different chips and different wedges that you were using and how it was working.
That's right.
So it's I'm using those triple strike things
triple
now.
Triple track technology.
I like them.
Triple track technology.
Mm-hmm.
You like them?
Yeah.
It's
not for lining up.
It's
a chrome soft, but they just seem to. Are they chrome soft?
No, I think so.
Maybe it's just my muscles. I'm getting further.
I need to look into that. I don't have any. I still have that one that you gave me in the shop. And I think it was episode 2 or something. We talked about putting.
I'm missing a beer.
Aye, we should have beers here. This is we didn't really plan this very well.
No.
We just thought, let's meet and do it.
Aye, face to face. Yeah. Can you even give me a hug?
I know. I won't let you touch me.
I've never said that before.
Lockdown. I'm going to keep on this. I've got a couple of things written down here. Swinging flatter, so if you swing too upright and swing flatter, you need to put the ball above your feet. So again, the second shot into the sixth is good for that.
Yeah.
We talked about, this is a classic, this is brutally tough. We talked about the one man scramble. What was it we called it? One man.
Worst one man.
Worst ball.
Aye.
One man scramble.
Aye.
Rewind that, we'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one for you, right? So nobody practices out the semi rough. I mean, we're in the semi rough all the time. So nobody ever, you never see anyone with a bucket of balls in the semi rough practicing that. There's a good thing to practice. But if you're, here's one for you. So let's imagine par 4, dead straight, bunker's either side of the green, pin is left side of the green. Right? You've hit your driver up the middle of the fairway. So if the pin's on the left side of the green, you kick your ball into the left semi rough, play your approach shot from there.
So you've got to fly over the bunker.
You're coming out a lie that can't stop. It's hard to stop, so strike has to be really good. You're short-sighted because the pin's on the left and you're on the left. Try and get yourself in a good position for there.
Mm-hmm.
And the only advice for those sort of shots is the middle of the green never moves.
Mm-hmm. Always middle.
See, when you take photos, I remember taking a girl who worked at the Scotland Academy, or was under the Scotland Academy umbrella, took her out doing that, and she was trying to fire at pins, and she was missing a pin left all the time. I was like, why are you going to the pin?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've asked me, you've put me in the left rough, and you've told me, you've highlighted the fact the pin's on the left, and you've told me to play the shot. You mentioned anything about going for the pin.
Middle of the green.
Middle of the green's never moving. Yeah. Middle of the green, you're 30 feet away from the hole maximum. Coming out the same era.
Fourth and fifth is like that here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aye. Absolutely. Aye. The fourth is a tricky one because you're playing such a short shot in there, you feel as though you should get rewarded by putting it close.
Yeah.
But sometimes middle of the green is just the shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Fifth as well, aye. Fifth
middle of the green. Aye.
Well, fifth's a classic.
Fifth, right? You should never go for, even if the flag's over behind those bunkers, you could run it in the other way.
Mm-hmm. Right. If the pin's back right on five, and you're in the rough down the right, then you go for the pin.
No.
That's exactly the same shot as you've just discussed, eh?
Totally.
But going out and practicing that, and just knowing, even no matter where your drive goes, if the pin's on the right-hand side of the green, just kick the ball in the right rough.
Mm.
Practice yourself in there. All of a sudden, you'll start to slide them in there, same enough, you want to land at front of the green. You're taking either more club and hitting a soft one at the front of the green to let it release. You try to take a more lofted club, but it's going to release, it's going to fly, get it higher, land in the front of the green, but it's always going to release. Just try to land it short, let it run. But never going for flags from those positions.
Middle.
That's why practicing the course is so good, eh? I mean, there's so many options.
Totally.
I mean, we used to, as juniors at North Berwick, we used to chuck balls in plantations and all sorts. I mean, ridiculous shots. You know, just like, there's no way you'll get over that shed and the bunker and get it close to the pin. And you'd be that skill, you just fire loads of ball, you get it. You'd eventually, it's like Noel yesterday, I've done this 50 times. No ball, I'll do it.
Mm.
Absolutely do it.
Close. Dead. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
It's magic, just mix it all up.
What's the other one? He's done homework. He's got notes.
No, I just wrote these down. I was thinking we should have some sort of golf chat because we veer off.
I know, we do, we tangent off.
Which
it's been
right.
No bad though. We're back on track. Golf's back. Golf's back on the tech rail. Is there comp starting next week?
I think so. Oh, I did read that. What was it? Did you watch the Tiger match?
Tiger was great.
It was excellent. Mm-hmm. Him and Phil.
Aye. Brilliant.
What about Phil's calves, eh? He's a machine.
They're both looking...
Tidy.
Huh?
Tidy Tiger.
Tidy.
He's going to win your fortune this year, eh?
I just watched... this afternoon, I was sitting on the sofa and I watched the 2019 Masters film, hour-long, Tiger winning. Fucking brilliant.
Tremendous. See the release at the end of it.
And it was Koepka getting interviewed just as he came off, and he's like, it's brilliant, he says he's back. And he was trying to say, and he says, there's nothing I can say, he's just good.
Aye.
And it's like, it was brilliant watching it, and you're going, aye. It was great.
Aye, his quality. It's just, the guy's an absolute machine. But, He did a testing thing years ago. Right? This is how good he is. I read this in Raising the Bar by Tim, can't remember who it was. Raising the Bar book, you can get it. I'll give you that. He's at the Titleist Fitting Centre when he was playing with Titleist. And back in the day, he had 100 compression balls and 90 compression balls, right? And I mean, you can't tell the difference. Eh? He's hitting 5 irons and he's hitting like, maybe hit about 50 or 65 irons, and he hits a ball and he says to the fitting guy, he says, that was a different ball. And he says, nah, Mr. Woods, they're all tight, it's under compression. He says, a different ball. He says, there's no way, absolutely no way. Continued, right? So he'd hit about 300 odd balls, and the boy went to collect it. And the guy said, he was adamant it was a different ball. Eh? So that was fine, so Tiger goes away and job's done. And the end of the day, the guy collects all the balls up. It was a 190 compression ball. With 300 or 400, he could feel that in 5 iron. Unreal, eh? I mean, if I'm hitting a Pro V1 or a Strix and Z Star, I mean, that's quite a difference. Even a lower grade, like the Titleist Velocity in a Pro V1, hitting full 5 iron, you'd feel it on chipping and putting a wee bit. You would. But hitting 5 iron, I probably wouldn't feel that. Tiger's talking about 10 compression on a golf ball. They're both really, really soft balls. Eh? I mean, just how he, I mean, that's just class.
That's how he's good. Class. That's who's the GOAT.
That's why he's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT. But
different level.
Totally. And, but to get them back and playing. But that was good. I like that.
That was
Tiger and Phil was good. And the two boys, was it two quarterbacks?
Two quarterbacks, eh?
There was a bit more crack because the week before, it was pretty shit. There was no chat.
Nah, that was no good. That.
There was nah. Whereas at least Tiger would be full at tight about winning. He's sort of. Was it these 3 gold medals or something?
That's right, yeah.
Do you want to bother you? Oh, okay.
That's right. And the buggy thing was quite cool as well. They're all flying about in buggies. Yeah,
they weren't freaking monitored.
They
were ripping around that course.
They were quick buggies, eh?
Aye, aye.
They went to charity as well. I think you could auction for them.
Because they were all badged up, weren't they?
Aye.
Did you bid?
No, I never bid. I didn't think my £42 would go that far. But it was really good.
It was. But albeit, it's weird now because we're watching the Masters, as I said this afternoon, and you've seen the crowd and going through. That's not going to happen for a while, is it?
No.
Like the fist pumping and like.
Well, the next 3 events in the PGA Tour are crowdless. Is that a word?
Yeah, but they can't. Well, anyway, we're not going to talk about that. We're talking about golf. We're not talking about the COVID shit.
No. Yes. Not. But just we are talking about golf, but going forward, it's going to be different.
How do you get your crowds and stuff?
How do you get that? I mean, McIlroy's talking about Ryder Cup. And he says nah, let's not play Ryder Cup. How can you have a Ryder Cup in the crowd?
You need that. That is the Ryder Cup.
If not, it's just a shitty match play thing.
Yeah.
Not a shitty match. Well, he's
nice. Well playing single, freaking 2 ball.
Aye.
Texas scramble.
He's well. If the pin's in the left, just kick it in the left.
Aye.
Get a shot for there. but I get that. I mean, the crowd thing's massive. You see it in football as well now as well. It's kind of flat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Watching that.
That's back next week as well.
Aye.
Premiership.
Mm-hmm.
Liverpool win the league.
Aye.
Liverpool could win the league before they even kick a ball, I think.
Is that right?
I think, if Arsenal beats... Anyway, that's football. Mm-hmm. Better not tangent off.
That's not like us, eh? What are you going to talk about now?
I don't know. How long have we got? Well, 24 minutes.
24 minutes, we're in.
Did you see somebody... there was a guy on the Facebook page requesting that we do an hour. He must be bored. Listening to us for an hour.
He must have gone lockdown 3 weeks before anyone else.
Good part, we like your chat. Keep messaging us on Facebook, it's good.
Aye.
We like anybody that could get in touch, Facebook, Twitter, and give us ideas or topics that you want us to talk about. We've got loads, but it's better if the listeners come up with stuff.
Absolutely. Any requests at all, Balls and Sleeve on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's good to answer questions.
Yeah.
Q&As were quite good. I'll maybe do that for next week.
Yeah.
Put something on Twitter. You just pointed at me.
I know, but I'll save it for off. I'll save it for off the.
That looks serious.
Recording it is. We've got another guest.
Have we?
A female professional golfer from down south.
All right. Okay.
I'm the man with the contacts.
Brilliant.
Okay, but I'll speak to you later about that.
Right. Okay. Oh, that's exciting. There you go.
Yes. I forgot what I was going to say. Uh-huh. I'm golfing tomorrow.
Are you?
Yes. I'm playing David Tate.
All right. Aye.
He's getting pumped as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way he played all night, probably all get pumped.
Right. Back into golf and fitness. Mm-hmm. I've been working out, as we know. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this. Yesterday, I hit a few. My irons were good and strong, and I've probably moved up a club or down a club. I don't know which way. Instead of a 6 iron, I'm hitting a 7.
Right.
Etc. And yesterday, we talked about this before I came on. I hit my best 7 iron. It was downwind. It was 189 yards. And I flew it over the flag, 189 yards, right over the top of the flag, fucking out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Gutted. But I wasn't gutted because it's the best 7 iron I've ever hit, and I compressed it well. And I thought, generally, that would land short of the green and let it run in because it's a downhill run. So how do I take my...
new strength.
My Bryson guns. How do I work? Do I need to... Because we never had to fit in anyway with a... Trackman. Mm-hmm. Is that what we should maybe go on now?
Aye, we should. So if your body's changed, we should go on Trackman now. We don't know your gap in anyway.
We don't know
what distances you hit ever in anyway. So we should go in there. But you might have just absolutely flushed at me.
I did. It was just... Then I was hitting, even a couple of holes before, I caught my 6 iron really well and I was like, what? I was like, oof. Because mm-hmm. generally I would have went, that's my 5 hybrid. And I thought, no, let's go with the 6. And
Was it a ball turf?
It was a bit of both.
Aye.
But I don't know if it's the timing. Maybe it's the timing with the new core strength. Mm-hmm. Rather than the muscles, it's maybe just the timing. I don't know.
It might be a combination of everything. I mean, it's
12 weeks off and it's just luck.
12 weeks off. Strength, timing, technique.
Yeah, and like, no whiskey. Because I drove home. Maybe I should stop the whiskey during the round.
Nah, I did that. That'd be so foolish. I'd let the whole side down. I'd need to get somebody else to do the podcast. Whiskey makes the world go round, we know that.
We've been asked to do a whiskey podcast on the golf balls and the
sticks. I've been asked to,
aye. Aye. So if you're into whiskies and you want us to review a few whiskies, send us some and we'll drink them.
That is probably the best idea we've had yet. Just send your whiskey this direction.
Or send the cash to buy the whiskey because we've got a local Villeneuve Wines. Who should sponsor us?
Just send all your whiskey to Peebles Golf Club for the attention of Steve Johnson, Sam Anderson, and we'll sort it out and we'll give you an honest review. Go back to your golf. Sober.
Yeah.
We need to do a gapping session.
Yes.
And then, because then we can take your bad one into consideration as well.
Yep.
So we do...
We've logged that.
And we could. Why? We will. We'll put that on the YouTube channel. And we'll just take one of your clubs, because it'll be a bit of... not a boring video, but we'll take 10 shots, we'll take your worst one out and your best one out. So that one that flew 189 plus, whatever it was, uh-huh. that comes out because it's...
That's a nailed one.
It's 1 in 10.
So you take the bit, so you average it out.
Aye.
Right, okay.
So we could take 12 shots and take 4 out, it depends how much you want to do it.
Yeah.
Or we could do it twice with the same club, yeah. We do 20 shots and take 8 recorded from each.
Yeah. It's definitely something because even my 50 degree wedge, I'm now... hitting that 100.
But you've lost weight.
Yeah.
Because you've been using so much on the bike. So you're slimmer as well. Mm. So speed and strength, aye. Body's changed, and that's 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you are. So we'll do that. We'll get a video. We will get your 7 iron out or any club out that you want. Aye. Sorry, just distracted at the window there.
Paige just walked past.
Carly.
Oh, she got mentioned.
She got mentioned. Also, if you know Carly Booth's number and you want her on the podcast, then give her a shout and tell her all about us because she's more than welcome.
Yep.
Trackman, we'll do that.
Good.
We'll do that. We'll get stats on there and we'll do that. If anybody else wants anything done on Trackman, because I did the Hickory Challenge, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You see that on my YouTube channel?
Mm-hmm. But what are you, have you told...
do some Trackman stuff.
Told them about the new... coaching you're offering.
Aye, on the website. Aye, so yeah. Aye, yeah. So online swing analysis by myself, eurekagolfswing.com. Go on there, follow the online instructions on how to get a lesson with myself, and it's simple. Yeah. You click a couple of buttons, send in a couple of videos, and sit back, and it all happens.
Mm-hmm.
Eurekagolfswing.com.
Because I was using that's that yesterday, good. And definitely with the driver, a wee bit wider stance in the left foot, and it's going. Totally.
The online analysis on the website doesn't have to be a Eureka Golf Swing. So if you just want me to analyse your golf swing, you just follow instructions on there, send it in.
Mm-hmm.
This week I did somebody in Britain, Aberdeen, somebody in Sweden, and somebody in America.
Good.
So I've been all around the world.
Good. Without even leaving the shop?
Sat on that couch right there, under it.
There
we are.
It's a nice couch.
So, so that's available, yeah.
It's worth looking at. Get it out there, because obviously the one-to-one coaching is still possible, but you're restricted a bit.
Do you know there's restrictions just now in Scotland? One-to-one coaching is allowed, no group coaching. You have to be 2 meters apart, obviously, and you have to be outdoors. But you're only allowed to coach one household per day.
So you can only have one coach.
So once I've taught you,
you can coach
Lisa and Beth are not going to cut. That's me. That's my coaching done for the day.
Right.
Isn't that mad? Why is that? But you can go to Tesco and buy a shopping with $60
for. Why is that?
I don't know. That's the situation just now.
That's mental.
They'll open it up pretty quickly, but that's the situation. Yeah. So it's hard to get coaching just now. So if you want an online lesson, you want your swing analysed and some links sent back on how to improve your golf and that's relevant to the DNA of your golf swing, eurekagolfswing.com online analysis.
Good.
Boom. I'm interested to find out who we have on as a guest in the next coming couple of weeks.
I'll tell you. We'll finish there.
We'll just finish there and I'll find out and we'll get back to you.
So from this show, proper practice on the golf course.
Yep.
Send us your whiskey.
Send us your whiskey.
And
we can. Carly.
Yes. Oh, Denny, let me press stop. Okay. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.